of view of the theoretical level, there is nothing especially relevant to the husband. It's relevant to the husband in the same way on a theoretical level. So it is relevant to the husband in the same way as it is relevant to any other man. So memele, it does not pertain to the marital relationship between husband and wife. So memele, it does not come within the category of Davar Shebe'al. That's the pshat in this. All right. Now, the question that is raised by the Marik is, now, the Marik says, first of all, the Marik takes it for granted that Teisves agrees with what Ramban says. And the Ramban says that if we are geiris, we have a Davar Shebe'alvo, then the Gemara is raising two questions. But if we are geiris, have a Davar Shebe'alvo, then the Gemara is raising only one question. So that means that the kasha of the Gemara is that here we require two eidim because it's both. It has two components here. In other words, first of all, it's Yischazik Yisurei, and then it's Davar Shebe'alvo. So memele, that means, and Teisve says the Girsi, have a Davar Shebe'alvo. So that means that Teisve Shiti is that Yischazik Yisurei by itself, is chazik isure by itself, so does not require to aid him. And Davar Shebe'alvo by itself, not is chazik isure, does not require to aid him either. So when do you require to aid him? When it's both. When it's is chazik isure and Davar Shebe'alvo. So memele, so the Marik asks against Teisves. So what does Teisves say? The Yeshleim Avisal Kedaitoch. The Choshif Moidovo Shebe'alvo. Now Teisves, the whole kash of Teisves is based upon the premise, like the alternative, that an Idechod is Nemon, even by Yischazik Yisurei, without Biyoli. So Mimele, that means that when is graduating required, if it's Dovah Shebe'alvo, and Yischazik Yisurei. So Teisves says v'yishlim l'sak b'ayt chosh v'lishmi alvo. That's why the Torah had to tell us v'sofol la'atzma. Even though when idachod is nemon by yischazik isure as well, So, but the question is, so even if it is a dovah shebe'alvo, but Teisves shite is Teisves girsi is have a dovah shebe'alvo. So dovah shebe'alvo by itself and not yischazik isure. Dovah Shebe'alvo by itself and not Yischazik Yisurei, so, and Idechod is still them. So, and Teisves before said that Nide is not considered Yischazik Yisurei because it's Eino Becheskas Sheteheirei Kol Sho. It's Eino Becheskas Sheteheirei Kol Sho. So, Memele, so why does Teisves say, V'yesh Leima, Disal Kedaitoch, Tichoshiv, Kmidova Shebe'alvo? But even if it is Davar Shebe'alvo, let's assume, let's take it for granted that neither is a Davar Shebe'alvo mamish, like Gerushin and Gdushin. But even in Gerushin and Gdushin, if it's not Yischazik Yisurei, so Nidechod is Nemon. So why does the Torah have to tell us we suffer la'atzmo? After all, Teisves itself said that neither is not Yischazik Yisurei because it's not Becheskas Sheteirei Kol Sho. So Memele, why was it important for the Torah to advise us that he is Nemes, even if the Torah didn't tell us? And even if we assumed that Nidah is a Davar Shebe'alvo, but according to Teisves, Davar Shebe'alvo itself, and Idechod is Nemon, unless it's Yischazik Yisurei, and Teisves said, Eino Becheska Shetirei Kol Sho. That's the kasha the Marik raises against Teisves. So the Marik says, he's pshat with this. Because Teisves, in the previous Teisves says, V'lo Yischazik Yisurei Begam V'yod Olitvim. So why does it say both? The answer is it's not two separate lashonos. It's both are needed because when the Torah says we suffer lo la'atzmo, the Torah really says two things. The zove says two things to her husband. First of all, let's say now she had a riyah, she became a zove daily, so she had a riyah on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, and then she says to her husband, She says to her husband, let's say the following Tuesday night, so she says, I didn't have any other years after Tuesday. Then I made a b'dikas hefsek tare, Tuesday before Shkia, and I didn't have any other years. I made all the b'dikas, and then the following Tuesday night, I went through. She says to her husband, so she's nemenes. She's nemenes. Now, so she's testifying as to two items. First of all, she's testifying that she went through the following Tuesday night, and then she's also testifying that she did not have any riyah on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, any riyah sisaris. Suppose she's lying in her testimony as to the item of not having seen dam anymore after Tuesday. So then, even though she did go tefillah the following Tuesday night, so it would be ineffective, that tefillah, because she has to count Zayin Nikiyin as of the real Asiseres. So, but she says she did not have a real Asiseres. So Mimele, in regard to her testimony that she did not have an additional real over and above the initial reals of Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, so there, you cannot apply the principle of Biyodeh. Biyodeh means that even if it's untrue what the Edach says, but it could make it muter. But here, if it's not true what she says that she did not have a Riyas Yisaris, in other words, if it's a lie, she did have a Riyas Yisaris, then she could not make herself muteres by going Tefillah Tuesday night. Then she'll have to count Zayin Nikiyin as of the additional year. So here we couldn't apply the principle of Biyodeh. So as far as her testimony in regard to the fact that she did not have a Riyas Yisaris is concerned, so we have to say, true, it's not Biyodeh in regard to that testimony, but she's still a menace because it's not Ischazik Yisroi. Because just because she had three Riyas on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it does not mean that Ischazik Yisroi that she'll have an additional Riyah on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. So the reason is why she's in a menace on her testimony in regard to no Riyas Yisaris is because in the Bechazka Shetereya Kol Shor. But then the question, then she says something else, that she went tefillah the following Tuesday night. Now, if it's not true, so even though she did not have a Riyas Yisaris, she'll still be asur levayla. So as far, so mele in regard to remaining asur until she's tevelis, that's certainly ischazik yisur. Because the moment a woman sees dam, she becomes asur levayla to the husband until she's tevelis. So in regard to the testimony, in connection with the item that she did go with Tfile, so there it's not Biyodeh. So I mean there it certainly is Chazik Bisurei, but it's Biyodeh. There it certainly is Chazik Bisurei, but it's Biyodeh. So this is, I mean, that's the only right pshat in Tesis. So the Marik says that pshat. So Mele says the Pontesis says here, the Yeshlema, the Salkadaitoch. So the question arises, but Tesis Girsi is have a Dova Shebe'avo. So mainly it means that even Dova Shebe'avo, if it's not his Chazik Yisurei, and his Dechel is Nemon, so granted that Nida is a Dova Shebe'avo, why did the Torah have to tell us, we saw for Latzmo, she's still a menace? Because in the Bechazka Shetereya Kol Shor, the answer is when Tesis says that Nida is not his Chazik Yisurei, that's Ligabe her testimony. That's regarding her testimony that she did not have a Riyas Yisaris. But in regard to the testimony that she did go tefillah, so it certainly is Chazik Yisurei, because she certainly had an initial Riyah, and that gave her a Cheskas Yisrael Bailo Leilam Void until she goes tefillah. So she is Cheskas Asur Lebailo on account of the underscore of the initial Riyah. So why is she nemenes? She is nemenes because of Biyodo. So that is all right. Biyodo is nemon if it's not Idova Shebe'avo. But if it's Idova Shebe'avo, so Biyodo is not nemon. So briefly, what the Marik is saying, that even according to the Girsi of Havet Idova Shebe'avo, so Lidechod is nemon in Idova Shebe'avo if it's not Ischazik Yisurei. But if it's a Dova Shebe'avo and it is Ischazik Yisurei, then the Nidechot is not Nemon, even though it's Biyodeh. When do we say that the Nidechot is Nemon by Ischazik Yisurei if it's Biyodeh, only if it's a non-Dova Shebe'avo? But if it is a Dova Shebe'avo, So then, a nidechot is not nemon, if it is not, so, if it is ischazik isoy, even though it's real. So the melee, as long as we could assume that nide is considered doshe be'avo, then the nide wouldn't be in a menace. In a menace, she wouldn't be in a menace on what testimony? On the testimony that she had no rias iseres, she would be in a menace. Anyway, and in a menace. And on the testimony that she did not have a rias iseres. Because on that testimony, it's not ischazik isoy. But on the testimony that she went tefillah on Tuesday and the following Tuesday night, so she wouldn't be in a menace if nide had been a doshe be'avo. Why? Because in regard to the question as to whether she did go tefillah, she did not go tefillah. So that is chazik isurei. And even though it's biyodol idveil, but bedova shebeavo is chazik isurei, even though it's biyodel, is edechov is not nemo. So that's why the Torah has to tell us that nido is not dova shebeavo. That's why it's not. So the Bisalevi raises the question, this is not so. This is not so. I mean, this premise by the Marik, that Dova Shebe'avo, and if it's Ischazik Isurei, so an Idechot is not Nemon, even if it is Biyodei, is not so. Is not so. Why? Because it is, it's Gemora Meforeshes. It's Gemora Meforeshes in Bava Basra. Baal Sheoma Gerashti Es Ishti is Nemon. Now, so there it's Ischazik Isurei, and it's Idova Shebe'avo, and still is Nemon. Why is it Nemon? Because Biyodli Garish. Biyodli Garish. So we see that Biyodli is effective, even like Idova Shebe'avo. And even though it's Ischazik Isurei, Baal Shoma Garash Es Ishti, she had a status quo of an Ishishish. Everybody knew that she was married to this man. And then he says, I divorced her. So it's Ischazik Isurei, Idova Shebe'avo, is Nemon. Because Malo Mishakir, if he wants her to be divorced, all he has to do, he doesn't have to lie. He can divorce her, can give her a get. So it's a Gemara Meforeshes. So, in other words, so Mimele, the Beis Halevi, in Simel HaMetzayin, rejects the Marik's Pshat in Tisves. And what does the Beis Halevi say? The Beis Halevi says that Teis Veshite is like the Rishenim, like most Rishenim, that Bidova Shebe'avo, even though it's not Ischazik Isurei, so an Idechot is not Nemo. In other words, and true that Teis Ves has the Girse of Bidova Shebe'avo, so the Beis Halevi says Teis Ves is not Mishube to what the Ramban says, that if we are Giris Havidova Shebe'avo, then it means that only if it's both Dova Shebe'avo and Ischazik Isurei, then an Idechot is not Nemon. He can be Giris Havidova Shebe'avo and still hold that it's two separate kashas that the Gemara is raising. Alright, this is what the Beis Halevi says. Now, anyway, so what the Beis Halevi says is really a very strong kasha against the Marik. A very strong kasha. Now, let's see the Gemara Bava Basra. As a matter of fact, we passed the Baal Shoma Garash Des Ishti Zinanem. We passed the Baal Shoma Garash Des Ishti Zinanem. But that's for a different reason. The Rashbam and Teisva say, why do we passed the Baal Shoma Garash Des Ishti Zinanem? Why do we say that Baal Shoma Garash Des Ishti Zinanem? That's because there is a numdene that what the Baal, there is raglaim nidovo, that what the Baal says is not true. Because when a husband divorces his wife, that produces a call. Everybody starts talking about it. Like people don't neglect such a topic. I mean, that someone divorced his wife. So the Mele here, he comes and says, tells us such important news, Girashti Esishti, and no one ever heard about it. So the Mele, that's a raglaim nidovo, that he's mishake. So Mimele, it's like Migim Mokimim. This is how the Rashbam and Teisves explain it. And if it had been just the Rashbam and Teisves would say it, okay, so he could say Teisves is not Mishubet. Teisves in Gittin is not Mishubet to the Rashbam and to Teisves in Bo Basre. It could be a different Teisves. But it's Mucha from the Gemore that that actually Baal Shoma Gerashne Sishti should be Nemon. And the only reason as to why one man Domar says Baal Shoma Gerashne Sishti is Eine Nemon is because that if he did divorce his wife, so then it would have a call. So the Mele, it's like, so he says, the Davke Liyin Shoma Gerashne Liyoma Mige Hoyl Vyod Ligasho Mishum Diyise Digir Sho Isli Kole Ulikach Eine Nemon Avol Zebni Nemon. So in other words, so that means that actually there is a din of biyodei. And the only reason as to why one mandoma says, true, he passed like that mandoma, that Eimin Amon is because here there is a raglaim lidovo, that it isn't true. But if there wouldn't be raglaim lidovo, then biyodei would be effective. So it's not as the Marik says, but by nidei, even if we assume that nidei is a dovah shebe'avo, there is no raglaim lidovo, there is no anansade, that she's lying. So memele, so the question arises, why did the Torah have to tell us we suffer la'atzmo, even without the possibility of la'atzmo? I would know that the nidei is nemenes to say I was developed. All right. Now that's the kash. Now let's see this gemara in order to be able to answer the Beis Halevi's. So anyway, the Beis Halevi rejects the Marik's shat in Teisves. And he says the Teisves shita is that the Dovah Shebe'alvo, even if it's not his Chazik Yisurei, requires trading. So Mele Teisves says, the reason is why the Torah had to tell us we suffer la'atzmo, because if the Torah did not tell us we suffer la'atzmo, then I would say that Nid is the Dovah Shebe'alvo. And since it's the Dovah Shebe'alvo, so even though it's in a Becheske Shterei Kol Shor, so Mele, she shouldn't be Nemanes. So that's why the Torah had to tell us we suffer la'atzmo, that Nid is not the Dovah Shebe'alvo. All right. But how can we answer the kashe of the Beis Halevi against the Marik? Now, here, let's see the Gemara in Borobasra, in connection with Baal Shoma Gerash Desishti. So the Mishnah says in Borobasra, that Kufla Medalev, or Medalev, at the bottom, Hoimer Zebni Nemon. Zebni Nemon. So why is he Nemon? If he says, because it's Biyode. In other words, he said, before he died, no one knew that a certain person was a son. Yaakov said about a certain person, Reuven, that's his son. And no one knew about it. Then Yaakov died. So then we say in Ammon, and Reuven Yarshus is Nechosin. Why? Because it's Biyodeh. Why should he lie? If he is not his son, so why should he lie before his death? Because he wants him to inherit his Nechosin. He had a simple way of giving away, of being Makle, the Nechosin to him. So it is Nemon because of Biyot. Zeb ni Nemon li mayil chese omar av yudam ashmuel yeyoshe vilifti resishtim naim. So in other words, so in respect to two things he is Nemon, the Mishnah tells us. First of all, it have Yehushe. So he is Nemon because it's Biyodei to be makled in a chosin to him. Why should he lie? So, and then he's also Nemon to pater resishtim naim. In other words, because if someone, no one knew that Reuven was the son of Yaakov. So Mimele, if no one knew that Reuven was the son of Yaakov, so he was reputed as having no children. Then when he dies, so Mimele, his wife, would be skukol even mulechlitzi. But if he said before he died, Reuven is my son, so Mimele, there is no zike. So he's Nemon. So he's Nemon, Yershe, lifter, resistim, naiv. Because it's Biyodei to be Makne to Reuven all the Nechosim. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us? It's a double portion. So the Gemara says the Chiddush of the Mishnah is in regard to Lifter Resishtim Nayim. Lifter Resishtim Nayim. Israel. So the Gemara says. So the Chiddush is Ligabe Lifter Resishtim Nayim. Why is in Ammon Lifter Resishtim Nayim? Why do we believe him? Again, because it's Biyodei. Because now, he said, I have a son. No one knew that I have a son, but I have a son. So maybe my wife will not be skukol even with a chitz. So we say, Malo Rishak. Why should he lie? In order to pater his wife, to relieve his wife of the burden of even and chitz. All he had to do is just to give her, he was anticipating death. So if he wanted to relieve his wife of the burden of Yivn Lechlitze, he didn't have to lie. He just had to to call in a sefer and to aid him and have him get executed, and Mimele, she would be relieved of Yiv Mechlitze. So again, it's Biyodi. Because it's Biyodi. So, no, it's not right. It's not. So it's Biyodi not to divorce her. But as the Gemara points out, it's Biyodi to have said, Gerashdi Esishti. It's Biyodi to have said, Gerashdi Esishti. Because to say Biyodi to be Migarish, maybe under those circumstances it wasn't so easy to be Migarish his wife. So in other words, we say that he's Nemon when he says Gni, because we couldn't be Cheshit that he was lying in order to relieve his wife of the burden of Yiv Mechlitze, because if he wanted to lie, he could have said, Yirash Desisht. Mm-hmm. Oh, so then the Gemara says, Om Rav Yisif, Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Mipnei Ma, Om Ruzeh Bni Nehmon, Hoil Baal Shom, Agirash Desisht Nehmon. So Mimele, if he says Bniu, he's also Nehmon, because it's Biyodei, he had a Migi. He could have said, Yirash Desisht. So he would have parted her of Yiv Mechlitze. So Mimele, we see that when he says Gerash Desishti, he's also Nehmon. But now, oh, Hoyu Baal Shoma Gerash Desishti Nehmon, the Rashbam says, V'hilkach, Migedi Boi Oma Gerashti, V'tifote Ma'ayivim, Ki Oma Name Yeshli Bonim Nehmon. Vitaime di Baal Shoma Gerash Desishti Nehmon, Haine Mishum di Boi Migarish Lo Hashti Bifanei. Hashti Bifanei. Alright, so then, the Gemara says, so at first, Omer Rav Yisrael, Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Bni Marom, Ruze Bni Nehmon, Hoil Baal Shoma Gerash Desishti Nehmon. Omer Rav Yisrael, Mored Avrom, Tole Tanya Biloy Tanya, Eloyit Ma, Roch Yit Ma, Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Bni Marom, Ruze Bni Nehmon, Hoil Viyode Ligar Shom. So that, so Omer Rav Yisrael, Hashti Omer Tamrinon Hoil, Baal Shoma Gerash Desishti Nehmon, Hoil Viyode Ligar Shom. Ki Ose Rav Yitzhak Ba Yisrael, Omer Rav Yechanen, Baal Shoma Gerash Desishti Einenem. Einenem. So he says, why Einenemon? Di Yisrael Gir Shom, Kol Yisrael Milse. Hilkach Li Amrino Malu Nishakir. Di Kimali Nishakir Mok Meidin Dome. Umiyu ki oma zeb ni nemon, di osom vada ikele meimar, hoilu viyode li garsh. Hoilu viyode li garsh. So in other words, so he says, so in other words, at first the Gemara said, based it upon the time, because Baal Shoma, Girash Desisti, is nemon, because Baal Shoma, Girash Desisti, is nemon. So, but, now the Gemara is saying no. That Baal Shoma Gerash Desishti is Einenem. Baal Shoma Gerash Desishti is Einenem. And since Baal Shoma Gerash Desishti is Einenem. But why Einenem? So the Rashbam and Tesfes, they both explain it, that the reason is why is Einenem, because in Nisa the Girsho, Kol Havelei Lemilsei. So Mimele, it's like a Migeh B'Mokimeidim. It's a Migeh Mokimeidim. But still, if he says, Bishas Misose, Yesh Libonim, so he's Nemon to patter his wife from Yivim and Chlitze. Why? Because Hoil Uviyod Ligasho. Now, so Tesfa says, the Kashe, Monefshech. So we do rely on Biyode. Actually, this is discussed in this Gemara, whether by Dovah Shebe'avo. So whether by Dovah Shebe'avo, Biyode is effective, whether we have Nemonis. Whether we apply the mnemonis of Biyodei Ligabi Dov Shebe'avo. So Tesis says the Kashi. Now, here one Mandoma says, and that's the way you would pass it, that Baal Shoma Gerash Desishti is Einenem. So that means that Ligabi Dov Shebe'avo, we don't apply the mnemonis of Biyodei. So why does the Mishnah say that if someone said, Zebni is Nemon, lifter a system naiven, that's Dovah Shebe'avo. So, Mimele, why is he Nemon? Because, Hoil Viyode Ligarsho. Hoil Viyode Ligarsho. But, if we apply the mnemonis of Viyode, Ligavi Dovah Shebe'avo, so then we should say that Baal Shoma Gerash Desishti, we should also be Nemon. So, why don't we say, that Baal Shoma Girashti Sish Tinemon, because Biyode is not enough by Dovashe Be'alvo. So why is it enough with Gabi pattering his wife for him? That's the discussion. Ozulei, Hoyl Travisi, Vloyamrin on Hoyl of Yodle Gasho, the Salkat Aita Hashte, Dei Nemolima Girashti Ishti, Ato, da fil habo in nemo lima grashte sishti. Vim tema, im kei mai taime, dimas lisin di zeb ni nemo. Why is in nemo to pater his wife from the Yivim? Why? Because it's biyodli garsho. So when he says grashte sishti, it's also biyodli garsho. Vyesh lima, di daf ke li yin shomar, grashti li omar mike, hoi lu biyodli garsho. Mishum di yise di girsho, is li kole, u li kach in nemo. Zebni Nemon Bimige the Hoyu Vyodli Garsho the Ochelies Sheyeshli Ben Vinyodualo. When do we say that this is not true? That is when a person says, I divorced my wife when no one knows about it. So that's an unusual thing. Mashain came that a person has a son that no one knows about it, that's not so unusual. It can happen many times that a person has someone as his son and no one knows about it. That a person divorces his wife and no one knows about it, that's unusual. But that someone should know, should have a son and the people don't know about it, is not unusual. So Memele, when is it Midi Mokimedim if he says Girashti Esishti? But if he says, so then we don't trust him on the basis of Midi of Biyodei, Ligarsho, but because that's unusual that a one should divorce his wife and people shouldn't know about it. But when he says, I have a son, so then we trust him because of the Mige, because Hoyu Vyod Ligarsho, and here there is no Raglaim Lidogo that he lies, because it happens many times that a person has children and people don't know that he has children. Alright, this is what Jesus says. So anyway, so the way all the Rishonim say, so all the Rishonim say that even though the Gemara paskens that Baal Shoma Gerashti Asishti is in Emon, but that doesn't mean that by Dovah Shebe'alvo Biyode is not effective. Because if by Dovah Shebe'alvo Biyode wouldn't be effective, so if someone says Zebni, he wouldn't be Emon Lifter Asishti Naim. Why is he Emon when he says Bni Lifter Asishti Naim? Because of Biyode. So we see that Biyode is effective. Ligabe Dovah Shebe'alvo. Now. But the Gemara doesn't say that the reason as to why the Maskone of the Gemara is that Baal Shoma Gerashti Sishti is in an Emon is because it's a Midi Mokimedim. That Rishonim say. The Rashbam says that. Teisve says that. But the Gemara doesn't say it. Maybe the Pshat in the Gemara is that the Mandoma who says that Baal Shoma Girashti Esishti is Einin Emon is for that very reason. Because Girashti Esishti is Dovah Shebe'alvo and Dovah Shebe'alvo. So there is no Nemones of the Yode. So maybe the Marik would be good. But then the question would arise, Monepshech, if that is the Pshat of the Mandoma, and we pass like that Mandoma, that Baal Shoma Girashti Esishti is Einin Emon, because it's a Dovah Shebe'alvo. And by Dovah Shebe'alvo, so Nemones of Biyode is ineffective. So then, why does the Mishnah say that Hoimer Zebni is Nemo Lifter Asishti Naim? Why? Because of Biyode. Biyode of Ligarsho. But that's also in Dovah Shebe'alvo. Now, let's see a certain Ramban in Suvis. There is a Gemara in Ksuves. Last year, I think I mentioned it. No, I don't know whether last year I mentioned it. Harei shebo dachov heyom beis. Harei shebo v'oma bni zev keinu nemon lachili bitrumo v'nemon lashiyish. So if somebody comes and says this bni zev keinu nemon lachili bitrumo. So in other words, if someone comes and says as to a certain person that he is son, and the one who says Ezekiel. So he says, this is my son. Reuven comes and says that Reuven, Yaakov comes and says that Reuven is his son. And that he's a Cain. Now Yaakov is a Cain. So Mele, when he says, and Reuven is his son, and he's also a Cain. Well, it's possible that Yaakov is a Cain, and Reuven is his son, and that Reuven is not a Cain. Let's say if Yaakov married a Grusha, so Mele Reuven would be a Cholo. But he says, Bni Uzev a Cain. Bni Uzev a Cain. So Nemo Lachile Bitrumo, Vim Nemo Lachieish. So what's the pshat? So Teisve says that Lachile Bitrumo is Nemon, because Lachile Bitrumo you don't need to aid. That's Isurim. So Mimele is Nemon on the basis of Migi. Because he did not have to say that he is his son, then no one would doubt his word. Now that he says his son, so he might have a motive to be Mishakya, because he wants his son to be able to eat Trumo. So, but who told him to divulge that secret that Reuven is his son? So Mimele Malo Mishakya. So he's never on the basis of me. So that's only vis-a-vis Lachile Bitrumo. But vis-a-vis Yuchsen Lashie Isho, so that requires aiding. So Mimele we cannot apply Mige. Because Eino Echot, so the Ri says, Eino Echot Yedea Mavshev Leif Chaver. In other words, whenever something requires the Haggadah of two, so we cannot say they could have said something else, because maybe they wouldn't have joined on saying the same lie together. When a person is Nemon, when he says it by himself, so then it's a Raya, Malo Lishakya. But when by himself, he wouldn't be Nemon, but only when somebody else joined him. So there is no Migi. So that's Tesis Pshat. So in other words, there is no Migi Legabel Ashir Isha. The Ramban in Ksuves, he says something else. He says, not that there is no Migi. There is a Migi. We can say, Echad Yedei Al Mavshel Chaveiro. Shrewd people and unscrupulous people can conspire together very well. I mean, so there could be a Migi. But he says, Ligabi lachil bitrumo de tisurin. So isurin doesn't require aiding. So an isho is nemon, a sikorev is nemon. All we are interested in is to determine the truth. So memele mige is ichoche. Malu lishakir. Mashein kein ligabi lashir isho. So that requires aiding. If it requires aiding, so korev apostle is not nemon. And korev apostle is not nemon. So the Gemara says, let's say by the Nemomenes, that Korah of Apostle is not Nemon. If Meshe V'Aaron together, you certainly couldn't be Cheshed that they are lying, Meshe V'Aaron. So still, you cannot be Mekabel De'Eides, because Al Pishnai made him Yokum Dovo. So the fact that we know that they are not lying is not enough. We need Eidim. So by Yisurin, where there is no Gzeres HaKosov of Eides, so Nemones is enough. So any Choche is good. Mashein Kein, Lashie Isho, it requires Eidim. So Mimele, so we cannot act on the basis of the Yechoche of Malo Lishakir, because after all, he did not have to say that he was his son. So then no one would have any shyness about him, about his Yuchsen. So now that he did say that he is son, and he says that he is a Kayan, so it should be a Raya that he's telling the truth. So true, it's a Raya that he's telling the truth. And when Meshe V'Aaron testify in Bezdin, we don't have an umdeneh that they are telling the truth. We have even a stronger Yechoche that they are telling the truth. Meshe Rabbeinu and Aaron wouldn't lie, but still we cannot accept their Eides. So Mele Lashie Yisho, there is a Gzrasakosu of Al Pishnai made him your Kondomo. So Mele, Midi is not enough. Now the question that is raised by everybody against the Ramban, so Lashie Yisho requires Eidim. Momen certainly requires Eidim. Why does Lashia Isho require Eidim? Because Lashia Isho is Dovah Shebe'alvo. That is his leading, Suve says. Lashia Isho is Dovah Shebe'alvo. And that's learned out from Momein. So Momein is the source where Eidim is required. And all the Migas in Bova Basra mentioned the connection with Momein. So why is Miga effective in Momein? Monefshech, if the Ramban Shite is that where the Torah requires Eidim, so the fact that someone is telling the truth is not enough. Because Moshe V'Aaron are certainly telling the truth, and still we cannot accept their Haggadah. So no Migah should be admissible in evidence in the Nemomenes, and All of Baba Basra, all of Cheskes Abatim is based upon Migin Dina Mahones. The answer is because Migin can be effective on two scores. First of all, Migin can be effective as a Yechochet, as a Raya, as an extraneous Yechochet. So as an extraneous Yechochet, by moment it couldn't be effective because there is a Kosovo Bishnai Midim Yokum Dabo. So even Meshev Arim cannot, we cannot be Mikabel the Edis of Meshev Arim. There is no better Yechochet than the Haggadah by Meshev Arim, but they are craving. But then, by moment, there are two kinds of mnemones. There is mnemones of Edis and there is mnemones of Baldovo, of Tainis Baldovo. So now let's say, one mandoma says, Bori Vishem or Bori Odin. So it can be even be made to mommy. According to Ravune, if someone says, you visiloch money, and the other one says, no, any idea. So according to Ravune, Bezdin is made to mommy. How is Bezdin made to mommy? We have no Edis. The answer is Tainis Baldovo. So since the Tebeya is Taini Tainis Bori, and the Nitva is not Taini Tainis Bori, so Mele, we trust him. So in Momin we have two Alohes. We have a concept of Mnemones of Edes, and we have a concept of Mnemones of Taini of Baldovo. So Mele, that's the Alohe of Mige. If somebody has a Mige, so then the Baldovo is Mnemon, and it's Taini Bitiras Baldovo. That's Shayach in Momin. But Lashie Isha, there is no Baldovo. So Mele, so you could, but by Surin there is no Baldova Litruma, there is no Baldova either. But there is no Xerasakos of Avedes. So we are only interested in determining the truth. So anything that is a good source of evidence is effective in Isurim. Mashainti Lashir Isha, with it requires aiding. So, and Baldova we don't have here, so Mele we can't accept him. This is the Rambanji. Now, Mele. So, according to what the Ramban says, what is Biyodi? Biyodi is like Mige, the same thing. It's Yechoche. So, by Dovah Shebe'alvo, there is Exer Sakosov of Al-Pishnai Minim Yokum Dovo. So, Mimele, there is no Biyodi. By Momain, Biyodi is effective because the Baldovo says it. He says, Bniu, so Nemon Liyoshe, because he could be Magnein. So, he's the Baldovo, it's his property, and he wants that he should be given away to a certain man whom he says is his son. So since, and the question is he telling the truth or not? And he's a Baldovo. So Mele is Nemon. Masha'in came, Baal Shoma Gerashti Esishti. So one Mandoma says, Eini Nemon. So the Rashbam says Eini Nemon because it's a Migem Mokem Eidim, because it has a call. But the Gemara doesn't say that that's the reason. So the Mari can say the Pshat in the Gemara is, according to the Ramban Shite, that wherever Edim is required, and Dovah Shebe'alvo Edim is required, so Mele, we cannot rely on Yechoches. We cannot, just as you cannot rely on the Agoda of Meshev Arim, even though there is a Yechochet that they are not lying, so Mele, we cannot rely on the Yechochet of Biyode. Biyode and Migid is Hainach, is the same thing. So who says that the reason is because it has a call? So Mele, it's like Migim Mokim Eidim. The Rashbam says so, Teisve says so, because the Rashbam and Teisve agree with the Shite that Migim would be effective even by Eidim. And the only reason as to why Migim is not effective by Eidim is because in Echot L'Yidea Mashalif Chavere, so we don't have a Yechoch of Migim. But if we had a Yechoch, so then it would be effective even in a case where Eidim is required. So they can explain it that way. But according to the Ramban, we have to explain the Gemara that the reason is why the Mandoma says, Baal Shoma Gerashti Esishti, is Eini Nemon, is because Dovo Shebe'alvo. Because by Dovo Shebe'alvo, so a Biyode is not effective, Migi is a Yechoch, and we require it. Oh, so then the question will be, so then Teisves Kashi is Hatfuli Tuchte. So Teisve says the Kashe Vim Teima, if we say Baal Shoma Gerashti Esishti, is Eini Nemon. Why? Because Zebni. So my Nemon, so then the question arises, why does the Mishnah say Yehoina Zebni Nemon Liftir Esishti Naiv? Why? Because he could be Migarish. He could be Migarish his wife. He could be Migarish his wife. But Biyode is not effective by Dovah Shebe'alvo. Now, the Rif says that the reason is why Ishtamidue is Nemon, in other words, Bnei Dechot says that Shimon is the brother of the deceased Reuven, So then he's Nemon, Ligabi even, even, and therefore he's Nemon, even though in Dovah Shevevah Shishnayim, because this is not strictly subject matter of Dovah Shevevah, because when Nidecho testifies that Shimon is the brother of Reuven, it has relevance, Ligabi Kamo Vikamo Yonim. It's not restricted exclusively to marital inyonim. It's negeye, it's relevant to marital inyonim too. But there are other nachtuminas. So mimele, it's not a chef to Dovah Shevevah. That's why in Nidechot is never. So mimele, here when he says, Hoimer Zebni. So the fact that he is his son, so is negeye, has relevance in the marital inyon, in the Dovah Shevevah. Ligabe, the status of his wife. Because since he's his son, so mele his wife is allowed to get married. She's not skuka. If he's not his son, so then she's skuka. So it has relevance in the marital union too. But it has relevance in other union too. It has relevance ligabe Yerushe, it has relevance ligabe Aveles, it has relevance ligabe Tume, let's say if the father, if he's a Kayan and if he's son, so he can be mitami himself to his father. It has relevance ligabe Vikame Yonim. So Mimele, it's not a Dovah Shevevah matter. So it's an extraneous matter. So Mimele, the Gzeras HaKosov of Al-Pishnayim made him Yochum Dovah doesn't apply. So Mimele, so it's like Ishtamidue. So that's why he's Nemon on the basis of Yodei. But when he says Gerashti Es Ishti, so that is only a marital union. So it's a strictly Dovah Shevevah matter. So Mimele, the Gzeras HaKosov, of in Dovah Shevevah Pachas Mishnayim applies. If the Gzeras HaKosov of in Dovah Shevevah Pachas Mishnayim applies, so Mimele Biyodei has no Shayachas. Yes. So Mimele we can answer the Kasha of the Beis Halevi against the Marik. Then it's possible to explain the Marik, but that would not be the Marik. I mean to explain Tesis. All right, that I'll leave for the next year. Okay. We answer the Kasha of the Beis Halevi against the Marik. Now, the Marik is the Kasha against Teisves. Teisves says here, V'yesh Lema, Yisal Kedaito, the Koshit Kumidor Shevel. And the Marik assumes that Teisves Shite is, since Teisves said that Yosef have a Dovah Shevel, that Gemara is asking one Kasha. So that means that Dovah Shebeavo, if it's not his chazik isurei, so naidechot is nemo. So the kashe that the Marik asks against Teisves, in the previous Teisves, Teisves said that nide is not considered his chazik isurei. So mele, how can Teisves say in this Teisves, this alkadar de choshet in Dovah Shebeavo, even assuming that it is a Dovah Shebeavo. But Teisves gives us his have a Dovah Shebeavo. So, Dovah Shebeavah is Dachot is Nemon if it's not Ischazik Yisurei. Only when it's coupled with Ischazik Yisurei. But neither is not Ischazik Yisurei. So, why does the Torah have to tell us this of Ol Atzmo? So, that's Marik's Kasha. So, the Marik in Tzilinayim Beis, so he says that when Teisa says, the Eim Mechashis Tirei Kol Shom, Uchshov Roshivo, Teiro Memeil, Ischazik Yisurei, Tamiyod Lidveil, it's not two separate Torahsim. Now, both are needed. Because the Zovah Gdelo, so it testifies as to two things. First of all, she says she did not have any rias Isares, any additional rias over and above the initial rias. Three rias, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She did not have, after Tuesday, she did not have any additional rias. And then, that, so in other words, if she just had the initial rias, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so then she could be developed the following Tuesday night. So she tells her husband that she did not have any. So it's not considered ischazik isurei. But in respect to the fact that she testified, in respect to the testimony that she was develes, so she certainly was ischazik isurei, because the moment Anisha is done, she becomes asur to the Bible until she is develes. But here, So in respect to the testimony that she was Tivelis, so there we cannot say it's not Ischazik Yisurei, it is Ischazik Yisurei. But there the Nemonis is because it's beyond. If you have some Mele now, so the Marie cancels his own Kash against Tesis. The Kash against Tesis was, why does Tesis say it's not the Choshkun HaShebe'avo, even if it's Dovah HaShebe'avo, but if it's not Ischazik Yisurei, so Dovah HaShebe'avo, and Idechot is Nemon, the answer is, Tesis says that Nida is considered Lo Yischazik Yisurei in regard to the testimony that she had no real Siseret. But in regard to the testimony that she was developed, so there it is Ischazik Yisurei. But it is believed because of Biyode. But if it's Dovah HaShebe'avo, so there is no Nemonis of Biyode. So the Bisalev, that's the Teretz of that the Marie gives. So the Bisalev in Simen Lamed Zayin, here's the Kashi, it's a Gemara Meforeshes in Vavo Pasre. That Baal Shom Agrash Des Ishti is Nemo. So we see that even by Dovah HaShebe'avo, Biyode is effective. Now, so the Bisalim says, but you'll say the Gemara Paskins that Baal Shom Agrash Des Ishti is in them. So that's only because Girash Nezikob. So the Mele, if the Baal says Girash Des Ishti, and no one ever heard about it, so it's like Migi Mokimedi. It's like Biyode Mokimedi. So that means that here, for a special reason, Biyode is not Nemon. Because we have a Raglayim Lidovo. We have a Raya that what he says is not true. But when we don't have a Raya that what one says is not true, then Biyode is Nemon by Dovah HaShebe'avo. Now, who says that the reason as to why the Gemara's Vaskoni is that Baal Shom Agrash Des Ishti is in Nemon is because it has a call, so it's like in Mokmeidim, the Rashbam on Tezis. So this is what we said last time. I mentioned the Ramban in Suves, that the Ramban Nize Bnihu Vikeinu. So Nemon Lachili Bitruma Vinemon Lashie Isho. So the reading Suves explains it on the basis because in Echot Yudea Mashiach Yivchavere there is Mige is not effective by two. So that means there is no Mige. Because if it requires the Taine of by two people, so Memele, the Yichoche of Mige, so we don't have Yichoche of Mige. But the Ramban says, no, not that there is no Yichoche of Mige. There is Yichoche of Mige. But Ligabe L'Achilu B'Tchumo, so it's Dechnem B'Sum, we don't require Edes, and Edechot is also Nemot. All we are interested is to determine the facts. So Mige is Yichoche, but Ligabe Yuchsen requires to aid him. Yuchsen requires to aid him. So Memele, there is exes akosuf al pishnai made him yokum dovo. So even Meshe V'am cannot be accepted. There is certainly a choche that Meshe V'am will not lie. So the answer is it's exes akosuf. Besdin cannot be done on the basis of nemones, of rayes. Besdin can only be done on the basis of agodes eides. So here there is no agodes eides. So the question is against Ramban. Yuchsen requires eidim. All right, but Momen certainly requires eidim. And still, Mig is affected by Momen. So the answer is, by Momen, there is, besides Hagodes Eides, there is the Mones of Taino of Baldovo. But the Gabi Yuchsen, Lashie Yisho, is not a Baldovo, it's a Neheter. So, and since it requires eidim, is so Memele, Mig is not effective. So the Ramban Shiti is that by Dovo Shebe'avo, let's say Yuchsen, by Dovo Shebe'avo, so so Mige is not effective. What is Biyode? Biyode is like Mige. So Memele, that's the reason as to why the Gemara says in the Maskone that Baal Shom Agrash Des Ishti is in an Emel. But the Mishnah says that Kuflamed Gimel Lo Basre, if someone says Bnihu is Nemon, Lifte Res Ishti Minayim. So that's the discussion. So this is the Teres, the reason as to why Baal Shom Agrash Des Ishti is in an Emel, because there is a riot, there is a raglaim over that what he says is not true. Because if he had divorced his wife, then everybody would be talking about it. How is it that no one ever mentioned the word about the fact that he divorced his wife? So that's Tesis Teres. But the Ramban, Lishitosei, Tesis has to give the Teres because Tesis Lishitosei, that the reason as to why it's in Nemolashi Isho, the Gemorim Suvezaf of Fei, So that means that even worry this is required, but Mige is still effective. Mashenke, the Ramban, So even when we have a chochav mige, but if we require a din, then it's exas akosu. We cannot be down on the basis of a choches. We can only be down on the basis of a goddess edes. So we may lebal shom agrashes ishti. It's a wonderful choche. It's true. But we cannot be down. We cannot be matter her linose. Bezdin cannot give her a psak din linose without a goddess edes. Of ishnai made him yokum dog. Even just as Bezdin cannot be made Zimomain, when Meshe and Aaron together testify that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000, do we have any doubt as to whether Meshe and Aaron are telling the truth? But the Sigzos Akosu require Aides. So, me, Biyodei is a Choche. So then the question is, why do we say that Omar Bnihu, so is Nemon Lifte Resishte Naivim? The answer is, as the Rambam says, as the Ritvo says here, in the name of the Rambam, as the Rif says, it's really Rif in Yivomes. So if somebody says that that Shimon is the brother of the deceased Reuven, so Mele is Nemon, he can give him, he can be Miyam, he can be Chelitz. But in Dovah Shevel of Ochs Mishnahim, so the Gemara says, Gilu Mil Zebaome. So the Rif's pshat is, that it is, that this is Negeya, this is not a Heftz of Dovah Shevel. It's negiyah Dovah Shebe'avo, but the subject matter of the testimony is not a subject matter of Dovah Shebe'avo. It affects Dovah Shebe'avo. Nizgarsho, nizkacho. So the subject matter is a subject matter of Dovah Shebe'avo. It's a heft of Dovah Shebe'avo. But when he says, Shimon is a brother of Reuven, it has relevance to Dovah Shebe'avo, but it has relevance to many other things. Likabi Yerushe, Likabi Aveles. It has relevance to many things. So one of the things that it has relevance is a marital union also, but the subject matter is not exclusively Dovah Shebe'avo matter. So Mele and Idechod is Nemo. This is the Rif's pshat, and then the Ritvo here in our Gemara mentions in the name of the Ramban that the reason is to why the Chachamim were Matia that initially Nosei when Idechod testifies, but it's in Dovah Shebe'avo Pachs Mishnayim. But there's still a aloche of in Dovah Shebe'avo Shnayim. So the Ramban says, the Ritvo here mentions the name of the Ramban, that Midraise, Meiso, Meis Bailo, is not in Dovah Shebe'avo. Nizgarsho is in Dovah Shebe'avo. It's exclusively Dovah Shebe'avo. Mashenki Meiso, he died. This is Negei Kama Vekama Yoni, if he died. It's not just, and when a person comes and says about the person who is not married, he died. So it's an important testimony. So even if the person as to whom it was testified, and he therefore testified that he died, happens to be married to a woman, so that's one prat that of Dovah Shebe'avo that will be affected by the testimony. But the subject matter of Meiso is a neutral subject matter. It's not Dovah Shebe'avo subject matter. He just testifies that he died. Naturally, if he dies, so mainly his wife is allowed to get married. So that's the result. But the subject matter is not the subject matter of Dovah Shebe'avo. So Midraise, it's not Dovah Shebe'avo. But Midrabonon, since it's Negei Dovah Shebe'avo, so that if not for Mitechim, Hashachmat, will be Seivo, so the Chachomim would require to aid. But because of Mitechim, Hashachmat, will be Seivo, the Ramban says, the Chachomim do not require to aid. Anyway, according to the Rif, so when an Idecho testifies that Shimon is the brother of Reuven, even though it's Negeye, Ligabi, Yidin, and Chlitze, so it's not a Dovah Shebe'avo because it's Gilu Milze Ba'alme. So Memele, when the Mishnah says, Vniyu, Nemon Lifte Resishtim Na'ivim, because all he testifies is that he has a son, That's Negeye, Yerushe, that's Negeye, Ligabi, Avelez, that's Negeye, Ligabi, Kibudav, Kama, Kama, Yonim, that's Negeye, it's not a Dovah Shebe'avo. So according to the Psak of the Gemara in Bovasre, so by Dovah Shebe'avo, Biyode is not effective. So Memele, if the Salgaitoch is that Nida is Dovah Shebe'avo, so Memele, she wouldn't be Nemenes. She wouldn't be Nemenes to, on the basis of Biyode, to say that she was stopped. Right. Now, there's the text. Now, then the Bisalevi then asks another kashi against the Marik. According to the Marik's Teretz, so when Teisve says the Salke Daitoch, the Choshiv Kmoidovo Shebe'avo, so that means because, and the kashi is But Tesis itself said that Nida is not considered as Chazik Yisurei because in the Chazik Yisurei Kosho. So that it says, Tesis also adds, you can be Yodel Litbeil, because the Nida, the Zove, testifies two things. One, that she did not have an additional year, and number two, that she was developed. So in respect to the testimony, that she did not have an additional year, there it's not his Chazik Yisurei. But in respect to the testimony she was developed, so it certainly is his Chazik Yisurei. But if it's not a Dovah Shebe'alvo, so she was Nemenes because of the Yodei. But if it's a Dovah Shebe'alvo, then it would require Eidim, and she wouldn't be Nemenes. So that means that the Sofralo Le'atzmo is needed to tell us that she is Nemenes on the testimony of Tfilin. But so the Bisalevi asks, what is the Pshutishal Mikro of Sofralo Le'atzmo? Does, is the expression Visofo La'atzmo expressive of any tefillah? Visofo La'atzmo means she has to count. She has to take good notice. Whether she had additional years, that she makes bdikas, she has to make the bdikas. So, Visofo La'atzmo, the expression, the pshuti shall meet Einachaname. The posik of Visofo La'atzmo tells us everything, that the isha is nemenes. Because what's the effect of the Xerzakos of La'atzmo? That the husband can rely on him. And so in order that the husband should be able to live with her, so he has to trust her not only in respect to her testimony and no additional years, but he has to trust her in respect to her testimony and the fact that she was developed. So Mamele, the effect of the Zerasakos of Yisofo La'atzmo is that she's an eminence, that the husband can trust her. But the Pshutishal Mikro, Yisofo La'atzmo, she should count for herself. And that means, and the husband relies on it. What does it mean, count for herself? Make sure that she does not have, she has to make the proper b'tikes, make sure that she does not have any additional riyas. So the posik primarily speaks of her nemones and the testimony of the b'tikes, and her testimony as to no additional riyas, not on her testimony that she was developed. Einoch Hanabe, the same posik, implies that she is nemenes. But primarily, the expression Visofo La'atzmo says that she counts for herself and the husband relies on her, and her counting. As far as the tefillah is concerned, there is no union of counting. So the union of Visofo La'atzmo means that she has to make the proper bdikas. Isovik Dele has to count Zayin Ikiyin. So that posik, so it's mashma, that the posik of Yisofo La'atzmo tells us primarily that she is nemenes and the testimony as to no additional riyas. Not that the posik of Yisofo La'atzmo is restricted. It just tells us of her nemenes and the fact that she was developed. That is also included in the posik. But primarily, the posik of Yisofo La'atzmo speaks of bdikes, of hanemones and bdikes. So, what is the hanemones and bdikes? That she didn't have any additional years. So why does the Torah have to tell us that? That she is the menes and the bdikes? We know that. So the question is, why is it necessary? Because, after all, even by Dovah Shebe'alvo, if it's not his Chazik Yisurei, so is Nemon. So even if we were to assume that neither is a Dovah Shebe'alvo, why does the Posik have to tell us Yisofo La'atzmo that the Baal can trust her with the Bdikes? It's not his Chazik Yisurei, Eimi Becheskesh Derei Kol Shom. That's the other Kashi that the Bisalevi has. And the Bisalevi considered this Kashi as a stronger Kashi. He says, it's a big deichak to say that the whole Posik is only needed that to advise us that she is nemenes ligabi the testimony and the tefillah. Because after all, Visofo La'atzmo speaks not of the tefillah, it speaks explicitly of the bdikas. Now, that means that she is nemenes and in the testimony that she had no additional years over and above the initial years. But that, even if it's a Dovah Shebe'alvo, I would know that it's Nemon. Because it's not his ligabi the testimony, and that there is no additional years, so that in the Becheskas Sheteirei Kol Shom. Now, So, it's true that this is a strong taine against the Marik, but we can explain the Teisves if we say a little differently than the Marik. In other words, that if it had been Idoma Shebe'avo, so then Nideh wouldn't be Nemenes, even on the testimony that she had no Rias Yisaris. But Teisves, but we are assuming that in view of the fact that Teisves Girsi is Havadah Shebe'avo, so that means that according to Teisves, even Dovah Shebe'avo, if it's not Yischazik Yisuri, Dechad is Nemo. And Teisves itself said that in respect to the testimony that there was no additional Rie, so that's Lo Yischazik Yisuri, because it's Eino B'cheska Sheterei Kosho. Eino B'cheska Kosho. Now, there is a Gemara Daf Yitzayim, Amud Aleph, at the end of the Amud. Itmar, mitnima tiknu zman begit. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Mishim Basachese, the Rish Lakish Olam Mishim Peres. Now, we are not concerned now with Rish Lakish Tam. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Chachomim Omar Misakin zman begit, because Shalu Yechapel Basachese. If he get, does not have zman. So it's possible, let's say, if he is married to Basachese, it doesn't make any difference, Basachese, not Basachese. Basachese, so he's devoted to her. So he could protect her. So he might have a motive in protecting her. So let's say, if he gave her a get, and he divorced her, let's say, but the get doesn't have zman, and then he divorced her in this, at the end of this. And the get does not have his mom. And then two Eidim come and testify that they saw that she was Mizame on the first of Nisi, in the beginning of Nisi. So I live with MS, she's higher as Nisi. But then she produces a shtar, and if the shtar had his mom, so then everybody would see that it's the last day of Nisi, it's Choftes Nisi. So that means that this news took place while she was still in Nisi, she would be higher as Nisi. But if it doesn't have his mom, so she, even though he didn't testify that she committed adultery, let's say, on the first of Nisan, but she'll produce the get and she'll say, I got divorced in order. By the time of this news, as to which they didn't testify, I was already Pnui. So Mimelein, he'll be Mechapa. So because of that, the Chachomo Misake, it should have Zman. Mishim Basach Hesei, Shalei Chapa Oleo, Kishayim Bizman, Dilo Yamrinon, So Teisves was bothered by Kashi. How would the husband be able to protect her, to be mechapa upon her, falsely? How? In other words, if Eidim come and testify that on the first of Nisan she was Mizana, and she produces a get, the get has no zman, she'll say, I was divorced in order. Now it's already here. So then we should rely on Chazoke, because she has a status quo of being an Ishishish. So Mimele, we should say, so even though now she produces a get, so now she's Midrashis, now it's here. But the first of Nisan, we should assume that on the first of Nisan, her status quo of Ishishish still continued. Now she's Midrashis. So we should give her Misa anyway. So Teisve says, no, we basically couldn't meet out Nisa. Kiv Mishi Yigrusha Lepanei. In other words, since we know that the status quo was changed, and the question is, when did it change? Did it change in order? So the male is, she's not Chayavis Nisa, or it changed at the end of Nisa. So she is Chayavis Nisa. So we cannot meet out Nisa. But, Kamo Vikamo Gimores, that we rely on Chazoke, even when the status quo was changed. And the question is, did it change some time ago, or it changed only today? So we say that it changed only today. So there is a law of Chazoke, we rely on Chazoke, even if the Chazoke was Hura Lepaneinu. So how is it that here Teisa says, Kibush Yigrush Lepaneinu, so Mele Bezni could meet out Mise. So obviously the Pshat in Teisa says that that Malkin al-Chazoke is safe when we say of him al-Chazoke is, but when can we give Mise on the basis of Chazoke de Mikore only if there is no Reyeseh Lefaneinu. But if the Chazoke has a Reyeseh, then me say we cannot give. And in Isa Vehetea, we rely on Chazoke, even if the Chazoke has a Reyeseh. But me say we cannot give. If, let's say, now, suppose two Eidim come and testify that a certain married woman committed adultery, and then she says, I was divorced from my husband. It's already a year that I was divorced from my husband. So Bezdin tells her, why don't you produce it yet? She says, well, I misplaced it, I lost it, I don't have it. So then Bezdin will meet out missing. Why? Because Malkin Lachazokes, Mistake Lachazokes, Lachazokes. So the over there, there is no reason for name. She says that she had a get, and the get got lost. But we don't see any reason in Chazokes. Mashainkin, if she does produce a get, and the get does not have his man, and the get does not have his man, so even though in Nisa Veheter, in Noe, the Rises, we rely on the Chazoke, even though there is a Hurol Lepaneinu, but me say we cannot give. Why? Because Chazoke, I mentioned it many times, that Chazoke, there are two halachas in Chazoke. First of all, Chazoke is a biru. Chazoke is a biru. And then, besides being a biru, even when it cannot be a biru, so it's effective b'tiras din. Because we learn it out from the goyim. Now the kohen, if there is a nega in the bayis, so the kohen has to close the bayis. So we should be cheshesh. Maybe the nega was nifchas. The answer is we rely on chazoke. So Teisve says that Detzer Sakosuf tells us. I don't have it anymore. So Teisve says. The Gemara learns out that you don't obey Zichum, that we rely on Chazoke from Nigi Bati. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Shmuel ben Achmini, Rabbi Yisrael Makro, V'yotza Akeim in Abayis, El Pesach Abayis, V'yizgiras Abayis, Shivas Yomim. Dilma Adinof, Igvose, Botza Lishur. So Tesis says, Sikashe, he says, Avol Koshe, Vitein Achi, Chedeleke Reyese, Avol Hecha Dike Reyese, Kein Sake, Shinim Tzivz Gumo, V'chinechat Mishnayim, Shinitmo, ודאי בשוס רבים תמתארים שניים את חזוקי כהגבנים מנולם דאזנינו בס חזוקי ויש לימה דוחנה מיש רי יסק דילי די אב או פי די השתקח שחוסר לך השיבו אפילו הוכל לי מתארים למפריע קוליסים שנכניסו לבייז במאזגה In other words, the halachi is that if the Kayan found the Shio Nega, and then he closed the door, and then after 7 days, when he opens up, so we see that it was substantially diminished. We are not mitayelim afreya all those who were on the bais within the 7 days. Why? Because we assume, since when he closed the door, let's say he closed the door a week ago at 7 o'clock. A week ago, let's say on Thursday at 7 o'clock in the morning, he closed the door. And then now... So he opens up the house, he finds it substantially diminished. So then we assume that it had that size all the time. When was it diminished? Only today. Even though it's Hura Lefaneinu. So even in such a case, the Torah says that we're not mitayelim afreya all those who are on the bais. So in other words, so that's exactly the kosuv, that we rely on Chazoke, even when Chazoke is Hura Lefaneinu. So that's not mitam biro. Because when is Chazoke biro, if there is no reyes lefaneinu? So in other words, if a woman commits adultery, she's a married woman, and she says she was divorced, but she lost the get. So then there is a biru that since she was married, so she's still married. Masha'in came if she produces a get. So we know that the status quo changed. The shaila is, when did it change? Did it change in Odea, or it changed at the end of Nisan? So then the biru we don't have. But in Nisan Veheter, we still rely on Chazoke. That's the Xerxes HaKosov of Nigibatim. But that's only B'tiras Din, not B'tiras Biro. So Mimele, but Mifoshes, in order, we cannot be Mamish Misofik. In Nisa Veheta, so that's the Xerxes HaKosov. Even though we don't have a Biro, we rely on Chazoke. But Masha'in came to be Mamish, in Eishim Misofik. So only when there is no Reisel von Engel. So Mimele, when Teisve says that Nide, Teisve says Kashe, Vim Teima, Im Kena Filo Yischazik Yisoy, V'yesh Leima Adeino V'ches Kashe Terei Kol Shom. So what does it mean? So that negates the Chazoki completely? Just because she ain't no Becheska, she terei Kol Shom? But she became Asura. She has one rear, she becomes Asura, so she until she's developed. So she's Asura. The answer is, since it's ain't no Becheska, she terei Kol Shom, so it's also Lishtanis. So Memele, Chazoki Asura Lishtanis is not even Varia. It's like Chazoki that has a race. Since it's Chazoki Asura Lishtanis, so that eliminates, that takes off the bill of the Chazoke. But the din of Chazoke is still shayach. It's not weaker than the Chazoke that is Hura Levaneinu. So it's still effective in Isaveta. But it can only be effective with Iras din, but not with Iras bill. So Mimele, Teis Veshit is, we can say that, as the Marik says, that Teisve Shit, since Teisve's Gersa is Havedava Shebeavo, Teisve is in the Ramban, that according to Gersa of Havedava Shebeavo, so we need both Dova Shebeavo and this Chazik Yisoe. We need both Dova Shebeavo and this Chazik Yisoe. So then if we have both, so then, and Idechot is not Nemon. Even if this Chazik Yisoe is not the kind of this Chazik Yisoe that is a Biru. Even if we say that an idechot, so even if we say that an idechot in shorisoy is not nemon, where is his chazik isurei, there is still a difference between dovah shebe'avo and non dovah shebe'avo, because by idechot nembisum, so an idechot has nemones by isurei. And even if there is, even if it is Ischazik Yisurei, as long as we don't have the mivarer of Ischazik Yisurei, so then Idechot is Nemon by Yisurin, by non-Dova Shebe'al Meres. When is Idechot not Nemon? When is Idechot not Nemon? In other words, if Idechot says that Ruvein, the owner of the crop, so he took off Tumas and Mises. He took off Tumas and Mises. So Memele is not Nemon because he testifies against the Biru of his Chazik Yisurei. And there it's not Hura Lefaneinu, because we don't... When would it be Hura Lefaneinu if we knew that the owner of the crop, the Baal HaKri, did take off Trumas Maisres? And the question would be, when did he take it off? Did he take it off a month ago, or he only took it off today? But if we know, if we don't know anything that he took off, so it's like this Chazik Yisurei of Nishishish. So Mele, by the, even if we say that an idechot is not Nemon b'Yisurei, if it is Chazik Yisurei, there is still a difference between non-Dova Shebe'avo and Dova Shebe'avo. I mean, that would be very strange. So then it will turn out that there is really no difference. No, but even if we were to assume, like that the alternative in the Gemara in Yevamos Sabayi, that an idechot is not Nemon, to say, let's say, that Ruvein the Baal HaKri was Mafchis Trumas Maisres. So over there is not Nemon. Why? Because the Idechot testifies against the Biru of Chazoke the Mikore. So an Idechot has no Nemonis to be Mivareya, neged the Biru of Chazoke the Mikore. Only two Eidim can be Mivareya against the Biru of Chazoke the Mikore. But an Idechot does not have the Keah to be Mivareya, neged the Biru of Chazoke de Mikore. Chazoke de Mikore. But suppose there is no Biru of Chazoke de Mikore, just the Din of Chazoke de Mikore, then the Idechot would be Nemon. Masha'im kil gavi dova shebe'avo. So even according to Teisve's Gersa, of Havedova shebe'avo, so he is not Nemon too. Without his Chazik Yisurei, then the Idechot has Nemon as Dova shebe'avo. But if it is his Chazik, there is a special aloche of in Dova shebe'avo, Paras Mishnai. There is a special halacha, we learn it out from Momen. So it cannot be based upon the din of Nemones of Idechot in other Yisurim, not Dova Shebe'avo. So then there is no difference. And there is a special Yalfuse of Dova Mimomen, that an Idechot is not Nemon by Dovah Shebe'avo. So true, according to the Marik, according to the Gilas of Dovah Shebe'avo, and Idechot is only Nemon, is only not Nemon in Dovah Shebe'avo, if it is Ischazik Yisurei. But if it is Ischazik Yisurei, then an Idechot is not Nemon, even if the Ischazik Yisurei is not Mevarer, just the deep. So Memele, Teisves says the Kashe, Vim Tei Marim Kinaf Ischazik Yisurei. So why do we say that an Idechot is not Nemon Neged Chazok El Mikore? So he says, "V'yishli v'adin b'cheske shteray kol shor." So Mele is chazoka asuyu lishtanis. If chazoka asuyu lishtanis, it's like chazoka shiur alufaneinu. So Mele it's not a mivareh, but it didn't chazoka it is. And but since it's not a mivareh, so nidechot it has nemones, and nidechot does not have nemones according to that tzad in the Abaye Yevames to test if, to be mivareh against the biru of his chazik isurei. Mashing in here, the chazik isurei is not a mivareh because it's also lishtanis. But if Nideh had been considered the Dovah Shebe'avo, so then an Idechot is not Nemon, Neged Chazoke, even if the Chazoke is not a Mivar. Is not a Mivar. All right. Now, we didn't learn the Tesis yet of Mideh Dehava Kol Edeh Shebateo. That we omitted. Mideh Dehava Kol Edeh Shebateo. Bidalet Garsino. Genedis Dinemomenes Vinemophoshes. Wie ist die Goris Arayes Bereish, Veloin Hire, die im Kein, Mai Mishane, Eidechot Nem Bissu, Maho Yuri Lahaskir Isurin, Woher Venamer Uyiser, Woho, Name Yiseru, Woho Kavu Meima, Lidome Lishor Arayes, Vihavu Lilitin Tam, so that was that 2 years ways. One Girse is, Mide Dahava Koledia Shemetir. So Teisu says at first, that's the right years. There is another deal, say, Mide Dehava Al Kol Arayes Shebateo. So Teisus at first says that this is an incorrect deal, say, because if we are Geris, now the Gemara is the Kasha, Liboy Rabbi Gamal Fishit King Lishmo, Liboy Trey, Mide Dehava Al Kol Arayes Shebateo, what even Arayes Shebateo, Tomash Bell. So in other words, So the Makshin mentioned already the halacha of in Dovah Shebe'avo Kochas Mishnayim. So then how can the Tarsa say Eidechot Nem Bissu? And then the Makshin asks him, it's in Dovah Shebe'avo Kochas Mishnayim. So if we are giving this Midah V'akol Edya Shebeteo, so then we say that the Makshin so far did not emphasize this point of in Dovah Shebe'avo Shnayim. So Memele, the original Tarsa assumed that there is no aloche of in Dovah Shebe'avo Shnayim. But if we are Geres, meaning the Hava Kol Arayes Shebateo, so the Makshin emphasize this point of in Dovah Shebe'avo Shnayim. So how can the Talzin tell him? I mean, so the Talzin just ignores the Kasha of the Makshin. The Makshin asks him on the basis of the aloche of in Dovah Shebe'avo Shnayim. So then he tells him, Idechot Nem Bissu. Of course, that was the kashe of the Makshin. True Idechot Nem Bissu. That's by other Isurim. Isurim that are not Dovah Shebe'avo, but not Dovah Shebe'avo. So at first he says that it's an incorrect Yose. And then he says, Umiyo Yeshleim Adorat Oman. Idechot Nem Bissu Lahati. Behold, the boy Yitrei. Hanem Milele Eser. Dichad Lav Kol Kiminei. So then Teisa says that we can accept the Yose of Mide Dehava Akol Arayes Shebateo. But then, the question arises, how does he answer in Midechot Nem Bissu? So he's just ignoring the Kashe. He avoids the Kashe. The Kashe was, I mean, the Makshin mentioned that in the Kashe, Mide Dehava Akol Arayes Shebateo, after all, this is a special category of Yisrael. This is the Yisrael of Dovah Shebe'avo, and the Yisrael of Dovah Shebe'avo. So we don't say Idechot Nem Bissu. So how can the Talzin just ignore the kashe of the explicit kashe of the Makshin and give him an answer? Idechot Nem Bissu. But this is what the Makshin asked him. Idechot Nem Bissu doesn't apply here. So he says, no, it's not that he ignored the kashe. He knew very well the Talzin, the original Talzin, knew very well what the Makshin meant. What did the Makshin mean? The Makshin said, how can the Idechot be Nemon? To say that the get was written Lishmo, but Arayis, Tova Shebervo, required to aid him, and he is only Nidechot. So the original Tarzan gave the Teretz, Nidechot and Bissom. True Arayis required to aid him. That's only an Edis of Leeser in the Tova Shebervo, requires to aid him. But an Edis of Lehatir in Tova Shebervo doesn't require to aid him. The whole of Zeres HaKosov, what the Tarzan said, is that the whole of Zeres HaKosov of Indovo Shebeo Poches Mishnayim is only that Le'eseya, Indovo Shebeo Le'eseya, Eidechot is not there long, but Le'hatiya. So Indovo Shebeo is not distinguished from Nadovo Shebeo, from Inondovo Shebeo, from Inondovo Shebeo. So then, that's what the original Tarzan thought. So it's only the Havamini. But then the Gemara says, "Eim adam rin yidachad ben bisur, geichtiches of shkalchil esok bishol shomen, lo yischazik yisurei, aval hoched yischazik yisurei, yishishish, alo dom shal shoshnayim." So the Gemara is repeating it. In other words, the Gemara is saying, no, the alochem dom shal shoshnayim implies not only that le'eseya, dom shebe'avo requires to aid him, but even le'hatiya dom shebe'avo requires to aid him. That's how it's mashed. All right, now. Now, then he says, Aval hodi koma, kolarayas lo se shapir. In my komika dova shebeavo in pochet mishnayim, zeu ben sheshish, begitin u vikdushin, uznuz ben sheshish le Yisrael bay. But the loshi, mine da habe a kolarayas shebeteo. So that indicates, that has the connotation, that there are so many examples of dova shebeavo. Mine da habe a kolarayas. So he says, it's not a very big list. I mean, Dovah Shebe'avo includes only several things. Just Niskacho, Nisgalsho, and Zin. So that's all. So why do you say me to have a color? So from this basis, all right, so the Lashon is not very smooth. But Agavuche, we see a very important aloche from this basis. That the aloche of Dovah Shebe'avo, we could say, that the aloche of Dovah Shebeo Pochus Mishnayim implies that any testimony in respect to heter or isabi, in respect to bias asures, comes within the aloche of Dovah Shebeo. But it's not like that. It does not come within the aloche of Dovah Shebeo. And you see, the Teisve says, the salke daitoch that nide is choshif mit Dovah Shebeo. The salke daitoch that nide is choshif mit Dovah Shebeo. Now, so it's only insulted Aitoch, but I mean, the MS, Nida is not a Dovah Shebeavo. After all, the testimony of Nida, it has to do with Pius Asures, whether the husband is allowed to live with her or not. The answer is, it's not. Dovah Shebeavo is only something that pertains to the marital relationship between husband and wife. And Nida, so there could be only insulted Aitoch. Because as we explained, on a practical level, so it's only relevant to the husband. It's not relevant to any other man. But on a theoretical level, so it's the same Nisa Nida, whether in regard to the husband or in regard to somebody else. So since on a theoretical level, it does not pertain to the marital relationship between husband and wife, so Mimele, it's Alimdemes, it's not Dovah Shebeavo. Even though on a practical level, it does pertain. So what is Dovah Shebeavo? Only Nisgalsho, Niskacho, and Zinso. Because that pertains exclusively to the marital relationship between a husband and wife. But there is a Chidushi HaRajman, not the Rajman in Gittin, I think it's the Rajman in Gittin. So, from which it appears that Nido, Alibdemes, is a Dovah Shebeavo. And still, she's an MNS because it's a special Dovah Shebeavo. That's not Teisish. Because Teisish says, V'yishnima disal kedaito the Pashu Dovah Shebeavo. But the Xer HaKosov tells us that it's not Dovah Shebeavo. So there is Ishi. Now, so why is Nida Dovah Shebeavo? Because it pertains to the to be a Sasures, whether he's allowed to live with her or not. So true, it's not on a theoretical level. It's not relevant only to the husband. It's relevant to everybody. But it still appertains to that child to be his asuris. So the melee, it's considered Dovah Shebeavo. Is the Dovah Shebe'avo is only that that pertains exclusively to the marital relationship between husband and wife, not just that it pertains to Bias Asuras. Whether a certain Bia is a Bia Muteres or is Bias Asuras. That's Teisa Shiti. Now, the Teisa read the Gemore in the Dushin. That's so, yeah, I mean. In Chois, we went over that Gemara. Daf Tamach Vov on the base. So the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Leim, the Makav Gam Mizbeach, Neshu Baal Mum, Shabbat Azim Pesuah. Omer Rabbi Tal, Tumat Adim Musil, Baal Mum, Ani Adim Mishu Ben Grushe Oden Chutz. Nir Le Midei, Idei Me Ben Grushe Ben Chutz, Ani Dunei Ke Ben Grushe Ben Chutz, Idei Me Baal Mum, Ani Dunei Ke Baal Mum. Hisro Rabbi Akiva Lo Dein, Mikve Pesule Biyochin, Baal Mum Pesule Biyochin, Baal Yechia Ben Grushe Ben Chutz, She Pesule Bishnayim. She Pesule Bishnayim. So that way, so here there is a Gemara Mephoreshes, that it Nidechot comes, and says, in regard to a certain person, he is the whole, he is the Ben Grushim, he is not man. We require two aid.